This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Appears to be 7 after the hour, and it also appears to be Monday, September the 9th. How about that? I have a little go around the table and see what everybody did for the weekend at some point. What did you do? Were you constructive? Were you happy? Are you informed? Well, let's see what we can do about all of those things here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Kara is off today, and so she is replaced by the likes of one Richard McFadden, who is no stranger to these shores. Matter of fact, he washed ashore in a boat when he was a small lad. He came from a land far away long ago, and he's managed to make something of himself, and yet he's here. So let's see how
happily
all those people and all those pieces fit together. Meanwhile, Jennifer is trying to decide whether or not to Taliban or not to Taliban. That is the question, Jennifer.
That is the question. Apparently, there was a top-secret meeting that was planned over the weekend at Camp David where officials from the Taliban, did we have it?
Well,
the
they
sound
have.
Effect?
Yeah, Richie's got the Taliban. We have two. Well, there's officials of the Taliban?
Oh, I'm sure there's leadership, sure.
I mean, the largest cutthroat or the guy who's got the biggest knife.
I think people misunderstand is that the Taliban is not necessarily like Al-Qaeda, although there's even organization within Al-Qaeda and ISIS, so that's even a bad example. But the Taliban is kind of the adopted army now of Afghanistan. And so, yeah, of course there are leaders and leadership, and those leaders were supposed to come to Camp David for a top secret meeting because there was an announcement last week, and there's been some little trickles of information that the administration had come to a deal with the Taliban to get out of Afghanistan and to move towards peace. Unfortunately, the Taliban took credit for killing or attacking a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan, and that information came out over the weekend. Right, which caused that meeting to go down the tubes. Now, the president started tweeting about it. Then his critics jumped on and said, well, why would we be having the Taliban go to Camp David, which I think is a valid point.
Why are they going to...
Right. Now, I think having a meeting with the Taliban is absolutely appropriate. If they're the ones that are going to be patrolling Afghanistan, if it helps us get out of Afghanistan, I don't care about that. It might be the location that I think is a bit questionable, but I don't mind that the administration is trying to make a peace agreement with everybody on the planet. Kim Jong-un, Iran, whoever else, Russia, whoever, China, whoever else we think we need an agreement with, I say talk to them. I don't take aim at that, although some people are saying that it's negotiating with terror. Unfortunately, there's nobody else to negotiate with if you want to talk about Afghanistan. So the president, again, taking incoming over the weekend. Mike Pompeo was out all over the Sunday shows, almost on every network.
Where did Karzai disappear to? Is he Gonzo? Karzai's the leader of the...
Leader of Afghanistan?
So, yeah.
I don't know who the leader is. Okay. He's still around, maybe. Incredible. Who is leading Afghanistan?
Yeah, I don't know. Victoria, you are not an expert on the Taliban. I know that it's not on your high on your list of important things to be on top of. But
that's not true. I'm concerned about all international affairs.
No, I was not so much saying that as I was whether anybody knew where Karzai was. That's all. I'm wondering.
I don't know that answer.
He's gone.
Former head of state gone. Hamid Karzai. The current is Ashraf Ghani, I believe.
Ashraf Ghani. It sounds like something you buy on sale at Macy's, doesn't it?
Okay.
Ashraf sounds like something you might wear. Maybe, maybe not. Two, please. So the Taliban is invited. We're going to try to put something together with them. You may remember what I do remember about things before Karzai, when we were trying to go find bin Laden. The CIA brought a suitcase over to whoever the leader was The designated leader at the time gave him $75 million and told him to get lost. We didn't want to have to fight them. But you'll remember that the Russians fought the Taliban for years and years and years and years and never got anywhere. And it's sort of like that. They are not there like hide-and-seekers. And I'm not sure what we have. You know, it's kind of like the Iranians. You got a deal on a piece of paper, and so, oh, yeah, they're going to stick to that.
Actually, I think it's a little different, and that's because ideology is not at the core of what the Taliban's primary objective are anymore. The Taliban is now the army of Afghanistan. So I think making a deal with the country is a little different if the ideology isn't to destroy you. So I think there is a little bit, I think there is
a slight difference. What is their ideology? What are they really all about?
They're operating in the efforts to defend a country, I believe. And I think if they're coming to the table for a peace agreement, I think you come and you sit with them. I think the difference with Iran is that they took a large sum of money in the billions of dollars in unmarked bills on an airplane that was delivered at midnight to create a peace deal where the leadership wasn't quite in tune with what the rest of the country wanted, right? The rest of the country wanted a peace agreement. The leadership, I think, maybe did not. So,
well, let's move over to that just for a moment, because they've started using, the Iranians are back now that there is no nuclear deal. It seems that they have activated some new centrifuge pump to speed up uranium enrichment.
The funny thing is, there is still a nuclear agreement. They still are in one with the European Union. They're just not honoring it, which is part of the problem that we had with the whole thing.
Well, look around the world. How many countries have we had deals with, not only us, but anybody, that have not suited, let's say, leadership changes? And so the new leader says, you know what, I mean, that's kind of what Trump did. I didn't really like the deal that was arranged by the last guy, so we're not going to stick to it because you're not sticking to it. And you're not sticking to it because you didn't like what the last guy did either. It's kind of a round and round, and where we stop, nobody knows. And I don't see any different. I think they're all, it's kind of like the old expression, what is on a piece of paper is only as good as the two people who sign it or the parties that sign it. No matter, even a contract, if you have a contract with somebody, you can use that example. People work hard, lawyers love to put things on paper, and all right, this is what you've agreed to, and here it is. And half the time it doesn't work. And in this circumstance, whether it's Iran, the Taliban, I mean, think about the deals that go on here in this country between whether it's political entities, and again, I'll focus on the government. We have lots of different things that have been agreed to by various administrations to help out either this group or that state or whatever, and then somebody else comes along, I don't like that deal. No, I'm not going to do that anymore. And what do you do about it? The individual person or groups can't go to war against the government, so what do you do? And the Iranians have not done what they agreed to do. The people over there are nervous about it. I'm wondering about Afghanistan. And by the way, what's the attraction in Iran? I understand what the attraction is because there are minerals and resources and stuff. Does Afghanistan have oil? Why is there always?
I think the deal is to get our troops out. The deal is to withdraw.
I'm thinking in past history where the Russians are trying to take over Afghanistan. What's the attraction there? Why do people want to control Afghanistan? I thought it was just a big bunch of rocks and hills and mountains and desert. I don't know whether there's anything there that's worth all of this activity.
The vacuum void.
The vacuum void?
Yeah, if they don't control
create a
it.
Vacuum. Yeah, right. Yeah, but why do people want to control it, though?
There.
What is there that is... There are a lot of places in Africa that have no control. We're not all over those places. There are various places in the world where there is no interest whatsoever, even though it's chaos. The Sudan. Well, nobody pays any attention. I mean, they don't like the fact that they're all pirates and stuff over there, but nobody is trying to take over the Sudan. The Russians aren't trying to go over there and take them over. The Chinese aren't. Well, maybe the Chinese are. They're always trying to get in the back door any place they can. So I'm just I'm thinking out loud or asking the questions out loud. Meanwhile, back to Iran for a second. The president there gave Europe another 60 days to come up with a way to salvage the nuclear deal. Why is it up to the Europeans to do that? The Iranians are the ones who are violating it. Right?
It's a good question.
Whether I'm missing something or not there, I don't know. So, all right, look at all this food for thought we have. Isn't it exciting? Anything else going? Well, the I always like to talk about the serious stuff early on so that we can have fun with other things. I've never seen, by the way, Jennifer, Mike Pompeo in action before. I did watch him a little bit with Jake Tapper. Yeah.
Oh, he's always out on the Sunday shows. He's everywhere. Yeah.
Well, I don't usually watch the Sunday shows. It just happened to be in a newscast that I saw later in the day. Mark Sanford announced that he was running against Trump.
Yep. A couple of Republicans with some money to burn. I wish I had the money. Sanford, if you don't know, is the former governor of South Carolina. He's the one that I took a hike on the Appalachian Trail.
When he cheated
on his wife.
His wife,
he's passed it. It was a while ago. But I don't know how these guys are going to set up a serious primary challenge to Trump, who has about a 90% approval rating with Republicans. That's going to be tough because you need Republicans to vote for it. You can't rely on independents and Democrats in the primary.
Yeah. In the primary, I think I'm going to vote for Bill Wells.
So you're one of this is the math. So you're one of the 10% that will vote for a candidate other than Trump. Now that there are three candidates, they're going to be splitting, and 10% is probably being generous. They're going to split 10% in three different ways because there are now three different primary candidates.
I want to speak my piece. Richie, you going to vote in the primary for somebody beside Trump?
No.
That's my man.
Easy enough for you, isn't it?
And I know that Victoria is not going to vote for...
Well, she's going to vote in a different primary. She'll be in the Democratic primary.
Victoria, you haven't decided at all who you're voting for, right? You're not excited about any of these people.
I don't know. It depends who gets the nomination. I'm not voting for Trump. I never would.
In the primary. I was talking about in the primary. You haven't decided who you would vote for in the primary.
I don't hate any of them, so whoever the nomination is, that's gonna be where my vote goes. I like Biden the best, but, you know...
Would you vote for him in the primary? Yeah. Vote for Biden in the primary. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is, boys and girls. No need to have an election. We've already decided what's going on. Help yourself to the results. It's 19 past the hour. Here's something that you know a lot about if you have too much sugar in the morning, sugar at noon, sugar at night. You like sugar? Your blood sugar is not going to like you. It's not going to like it. So if you have, there are about a third of the people in the country have blood sugar issues. The popular treatments that have been used the past 25, 30 years can make you tired. They can basically ruin your life. That was the case before Curalin. Curalin. Curalin is a natural blend of 10... Count them, 10 key ingredients that will definitely support healthy glycemic response so that you feel back to normal, that you can enjoy the simple part of your life. It's nice every day to feel good about life. Every one of Curalin's ingredients is backed by clinical studies supporting the effect that it has on your sugar level. Thousands of studies back every single ingredient in Curalin. Curalin boasts a lot of bringing energy to your body, healthy insulin sensitivity. Maybe you don't care about all this stuff. What you care about is feeling good. Curalin is available at Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code and you save $20 off your first order. Curalin at Curalin.co. Promo code DJV.
The Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Remember this song. Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, darling.
That's what it's called, Oh Darling, which has gotten a remix from George Martin's son. If you have to know, we have to explain who George Martin is. You're not a Beatles fan. George Martin was in some way a really large contributor to the success. He was the producer of most of the stuff that they did once they got a lot of attention. Very astute Brit who heard them and knew that they were going to make it. And boy, did he help. So his son is named Giles, and he's taken this classic and given it a new sound. The 2019 mix is what you're listening to, I think. Yeah, is that what we're listening to, Richie?
No, this is yeah. The 2019 mix, and then the take four is next.
Yeah. Okay. So Giles decided to freshen up the sound of Oh Darling, which features Paul and his heartfelt vocals. The mix featured in the forthcoming deluxe reissue of Abbey Road, which is out the 27th of this month. The version has 23 outtakes and demos, as well as 17 original songs remixed by Giles from the original multi-track tapes recorded by his dad. He said, quote, "The Beatles' recording journey had gone through many twists and turns, leaning one way or the other, lots of great rides." McCartney also wrote for the foreword of the anniversary edition packages. Here we were, still wondering at the magic of it all. Isn't that true for all of us? Think about that. How many years ago it was. Additionally, Apple Corps unveiled another version of Oh Darling, an unreleased take four from the band's Abbey Road sessions featuring a Hammond organ, Billy Preston playing on it, who oftentimes was referred to as the fifth Beatle. That's what's here, Rich?
No, that is this.
Oh, darling,
to get too deep in the weeds here, but this stuff was recorded, some of it, some of the early Beatles stuff, on a single track, or if you were lucky, by the time you got to 64, 65, it was a double track. So how did he split this out?
They were doing four track by then.
They were?
Yeah, Buddy Holly was doing four track in the 50s and then the late 50s.
He was? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he kind of invented it, yeah.
Yeah. So there was enough to strip out the vocals and mix other stuff in with it.
Yeah, and then they would use separate machines, too.
Yeah.
So they would have two four-track machines and have as many tracks as they needed, depending on how many machines they had.
Yeah. So what do you think? What does everybody think of this?
I like it. I like it.
I'm a purist. I don't like it.
Really?
No, I don't like it at all.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, but if you're a purist...
Yeah, that's true.
I
like the original.
If you're a purist, you want more of the original Beatles that you can get. You want all of it you can get, right?
Are you telling me what I like?
I'm just telling you that if the Beatles can give you a new, fresh take on something that is an original...
No.
Recording.
I don't like it.
I'll take it.
Okay. Well, I'm in the minority. It's okay.
There you go.
Won't be the first time nor the last that I'm in the minority. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat warning the Taliban in Afghanistan. It must learn to behave. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying President Trump correctly broke off peace talks with that terrorist group after an attack last week that left an American dead.
We've been making progress. We've had a commitment from the Taliban that said that they would break with Al-Qaeda publicly and permanently. We had a commitment that said that they would reduce violence.
Meanwhile, a number of Republicans are bothered by the president's having planned on meeting those Taliban members at Camp David. The critics include Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who tweeted yesterday that Camp David is where America's leaders met to plan the response to Al-Qaeda after 9/11. She says no member of the Taliban should ever be allowed to set foot there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sunday, September the 9th on the DJV program, here to stimulate your brain, your mind, all of your organs, everything gets stimulated on this program. You know when you need to know. And we don't present things without having lots of detail, lots of information, lots of the behind the scenes. I like to take my hat off to Victoria. I said to her...
Thank God it's just his hat, Victoria.
Yes. Thank you very much. The conversation we're having, if you weren't with us in the last half hour, was a focus on the Taliban and what's going on there. And I said to Victoria during the break, gee, is everything all right? Were you connected okay? And she said, yeah, I just didn't have anything to say, which is a fabulous tribute to oneself. Remember, Richie, all the times when I used to be introduced by, this is Doug Steffen, he always has something to say when there's nothing to be said.
Yep.
And so,
well,
I know that.
The beauty and the bad thing about talk radio or any platform where you're supposed to talk about something is even if you don't have something to say, you have to come up with something to say.
Right. You're supposed to
and
say
every
something.
Now and then it's beautiful just to go, yeah, I don't have anything
nothing.
To say.
Okay, nothing. Let's keep going. So let's talk about Dorian now that it's pretty much not an effect here, although it's had its time up in the Maritimes. I will tell you in Massachusetts, I was in New York on Saturday, though. I went out on Friday night and came back on Saturday night, but it wasn't, there was no rain, it wasn't even cloudy. not a drop of rain fell here on my farm in Framingham, and I'm very fortunate. I'm knock on wood or whatever it is. Give thanks for not having to put up with all that stuff. A lot of conversation about, though, the continuing impact to Victoria. Where is Dorian now?
Dorian is pounding Nova Scotia, and there are 385,000 people without power in Nova Scotia. And so, Dorian, you, like you said, you didn't get any rain. We got a little bit of rain on the Jersey Shore on Friday night, but nothing major at all. It wasn't even a heavy downpour. But Dorian just took a pretty sharp turn and went right out over Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, Cape Cod. Yeah. They all got kind of pounded, and then it just... It refuses to die. It's a tropical storm, and then it made it all the way up to Newfoundland, and it's just, I don't know, in my lifetime, we were talking about this a lot over the weekend. I've grown up with hurricanes, you know, every season.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't ever remember one. I don't ever remember one that started all the way down in the Caribbean and made it all the way to Canada. They usually have just died out before that. So it's Dorian is kind of refusing to just finally go away. But the damage it left in the Bahamas is really just absolutely devastating. There are 70,000 people who are homeless on Grand Bahama. They have, the death toll is 43 right now, but they expect that number to rise dramatically because they haven't even discovered all the bodies yet. And if you've seen any of the images of the Bahamas, it looks more like a tornado hit it than a hurricane. It's just total devastation. A cruise ship that, one of the cruise ships that happened to be somewhere nearby in the Bahamas, diverted their route and picked up 1,500 hurricane survivors and brought them into Florida on Saturday. There are still evacuation efforts going on Sunday. Chef Jose Andres, who kind of pops up with the World Kitchen at all of the devastation sites, he's been feeding thousands of meals to people who just have absolutely nothing left. And, you know, there are people living in shelters on the Bahamas and in different resorts. Some of the resorts have let people in, others have not. It's going to be such a long haul for them to recover. And like I said, the death toll is probably going to increase dramatically.
They're talking about the
so
smell.
Much flooding.
Yeah, they're talking about the smell and the sharks that are now infesting the areas that are still flooded, which is really bad. And Tyler Perry, just to throw his name into the ring too, has really done so much, and he does it really quietly. Mm-hmm. And I think that Chef Jose Andres, he gets a lot of press, but Tyler Perry kind of does stuff underneath the scenes. He's kind of underneath the radar, I guess. And he's using his personal plane now to deliver relief supplies to the islands, which is
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
he's done that before.
He has
done that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a seaplane, which is really interesting.
Wow. Yeah, and Bethany Frankel, who also has her Be Strong Foundation, she's got lots of private planes that she's gotten friends to donate, all kinds of generators, and there's another story of a guy at Costco, just some random guy, someone was shopping there, and he spent $43,000 on generators just to send down to the Bahamas. So a lot of people are doing some really great work, but it's just going to be such a long endeavor to ever see the Bahamas back to what
it
was.
Let me ask you this. Maybe there's already an answer to this, but if you're a resort island that has cruise ships pulling up to it every single day with hotel upon hotel upon hotel, isn't that the answer to help house and care for some of these people while they get this thing cleaned
up? A couple
of
cruise ships there.
I'm sure some of the bigger hotels are probably still operational,
okay.
So...
Yeah,
you would think that they have ways to be able to house some of these homeless.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up. Someone had asked me about that. We had talked about Atlantis, the big resort there, which
right.
is supposed to be beautiful, and that it was spared and that it was untouched. And so somebody had asked me if they were letting people stay there. And was it on this show when we talked about it? And Doug, you said it. And I said maybe there's some like legal reasons why they don't.
Well,
whatever.
That used to be the case. Sometimes there is no good reason for the lawyers. And I don't do this. It's like the food thing. You can't give a lawyer. You can't give free food to. You got to throw it out instead of giving it to the homeless. You know that kind of stupid stuff.
Well,
I don't really know what the nuance is.
I mean, there's an unwritten rule here in this country that Walmart is kind of a supply chain for national disasters, and BJ's and all these big. You know, box stores, they're unofficial supply chains for disasters in regions of this country. You would think that these islands probably would set up the same thing.
Yeah. And here's a warning to people not to throw cold water on the enthusiasm people have to help, but oftentimes there are scams that are set up, and that's the case here. Our pal Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a lawyer that's on the program every week and also has a website called scamicide.com, advises people to check. There are several different good websites to go to make sure that who you it's good, and oftentimes in the spirit of the moment you want to give to the Red Cross, which is a complete waste of money. Don't do it. Richie will tell you he tracked money that he gave to the Red Cross on several occasions and found it went no place. And there are plenty of examples of
it
really
goes into
good,
their bank account because they already have plenty
have
of money.
Have so much money. Right. Yeah. So if you want to have impact and know that it's going to go to places like the Bahamas where they need help, then just check out whatever sometimes there are new things that show up and they are scams, and other times there are the local projects that are the ones. It just takes a few more minutes. Just find out, and then if you feel like you want to be generous, help yourself. You can throw it away if you want to. Kind of sad to throw money at something that is never going to really help the people who need help. So, word to the wise. Sports time on the DJV program. Gee whiz. It looks like the Patriots won again. Gee whiz. I was looking at something that attracted my attention. The reason everybody hates New England. No matter what woes befall the rest of the league, no matter how many conspiracy theories, baseless and valid, you come up with, no matter how much you try to convince the rest of the world that you're a horde of scrappy do-your-jobbers are the real victims in Roger Goodell's NFL, we know the truth. Tom Brady is the truth. It's natural and everything is satisfactory. Anyway,
he's amazing.
Lucky team or just good management?
Nah, I was watching a bit of that last night. Brady has not lost a step. The guy he just drills that ball.
And
exactly
what's so funny is that everybody makes excuses about how good he's not, like how he's not really that good. Remember, everybody said, oh, he'll fall apart without Gronk, Gronk there. Well, Gronk wasn't there last night. Yeah. He was fine. He was there, but he wasn't there protecting.
There was a big bunch of Boston fans who said, they hate us because they hate us.
Well, it's a good team, and that always builds up with any franchise that is good and dominates.
The big thing with the Patriots is the Antonio Brown acquisition.
Yeah. Very happy because he's on my fantasy team, so go AB.
This person
get
wrote every
fired
year,
from this job.
Belichick plucks the perfect combination of cast-offs, has-beens, and never-wears. And transform.
Well, and that's the thing. When you get a guy with an attitude like Antonio Brown, and you walk in and you sit to Tom Brady, Brady will just sit there and go, "You want to get the ball? You better play ball."
Yeah.
My rules. And Belichick's the same way.
Yeah. Right.
I'll sit you on the bench. I got plenty of guys. I don't need you.
And collect your check and shut up.
Right.
All right. So here's the president ordering the Pentagon to rewrite the rule allowing athletes to delay mandatory active service in order to play professional sports when they get out of school. Under the existing policy, those enrolled in military academies can't play sports before serving at least 2 years in some of the armed forces. That requirement, apparently, according to Trump, deprives some student athletes of a short window they have to take advantage of their athletic talents. Last administration, military academy athletes were able to go right into sports after graduating if they were granted reserve status. But last year, Trump's Defense Department revoked that policy. Let's see here. The Pentagon said, our military academies exist to develop future officers who enhance the readiness and the lethality of our military services. Graduates enjoy the extraordinary benefit of a military academy education at taxpayer expense. And now Trump says the new policy should not be seen as a way out of active service. These student athletes should honor their commitment they made to serve in the armed forces, but apparently it won't happen if you desire, right? You can play if you want to play, and if you don't want to play, you go out into active service. Is there any good example does anybody know somebody who's done this? someone who's been through the military academy and been...
Yeah, there was a list that came out, because this became a conversation again. This actually started apparently in May, but this became a conversation because the college football season has just started. So people are talking about it now with Army, Navy, and things like that. But there was a list of pretty well-accomplished athletes who won a Heisman Trophy and who successfully played in the pros. So it's just kind of odd that, I don't know, Trump never seems to go for anything that Obama ever liked. So it's kind of interesting that he's going back to the Obama policy, even though his own Pentagon said, you know, that's not what they agreed with. So I don't know. It makes recruiting easier, but at the same time, I kind of see the point that the Pentagon made when they said, look, this is a taxpayer expense. You're getting a military education, so it really shouldn't be about playing sports. Now this opens it up more to recruiting.
They
shouldn't have a football program if that's their attitude.
Yeah. In the military academies. Yeah.
Right.
That's a good idea. That's a good thought. Anyway, today we celebrate National Teddy Bear Day, dedicated to the stuffed bear. It was named after Teddy Roosevelt, 26th president of our country. In November 1902, Roosevelt, who was an avid hunter, went on a hunting expedition down in Mississippi. Roosevelt was accompanied by some aides, other hunters and reporters, as well as a hunting guide and his hunting dogs. After a couple of days without getting anything, Roosevelt, his guide, and the dogs were on the trail of a black bear. Having thought that they had lost the bear, Roosevelt went back to camp, but the guide and his dogs kept searching. They found and attacked a 235-pound bear tied it to a tree. Roosevelt went to the site, found the bear mauled from the dogs, and refused to shoot it. He also forbade anyone else from shooting it, but as the bear was so injured, he had the bear put out of his misery by having it killed with a hunting knife. A couple of days later,
that's
a cartoon drawing the line of Mississippi, which showed Roosevelt refusing to shoot the bear. It was drawn by a cartoonist for the Washington Post. And then some store owners in New York, the Mitchcombs, saw the cartoon and were inspired to create a teddy bear, which they called, well, they had a little, they were, they didn't call it a teddy bear, they called it Teddy's Bear originally. They founded the Ideal Toy Company, which produced the bears, and even allegedly wrote to Roosevelt asking his permission to use his name. Since the creation of the teddy bear, it's become one of the most iconic toys in comfort item. It's an interesting comfort item, and they killed the bear with a knife.
Well, I don't think anyone knew that story. I didn't.
No, I didn't. I never heard that
story. I had no idea where teddy bears came from.
Now you little sickos out there with your teddy bears.
All right, Jennifer, let's find out what's on television tonight.
Oh, hey, lots of good stuff. Not necessarily premiere week yet, but we're getting closer. Although it is premiere week for The Deuce. That is the totally 80s show that's coming back at season 3 is James Franco, Maggie Gyllenhaal. That's at 9 p.m. tonight on HBO. Another new series that will start tonight, I think we'll maybe tune in for this one, guys, is A Very Brady Renovation. It's at 9 p.m. on HGTV. Everybody in the original cast but Ambie Davis and Cousin Oliver will be on hand to help give one of TV's most recognizable homes a makeover in a brand new series. This one is actually in my really right down the street, so kind of fun. And Lip Sync to the Rescue, Cedric the Entertainer hosts that at 8 p.m. tonight on CBS.
10 before the hour, DJB time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
After the hour, Tech Talk time for Monday on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan here to get into what millions of Facebook users are finding out about being exposed online, Victoria.
More and more bad Facebook news. So this time, data scraped from an exposed Facebook database containing user phone numbers and profile information has popped back up even after the initial database was mysteriously pulled offline. And we're not even sure who initially pulled that offline. the unprotected database contained more than 400 million records of Facebook users across the U.S., the U.K., and Vietnam. And the current group of phone numbers and data appears to have been completely scraped from the earlier database. It's unclear now who owns that database, but Facebook has confirmed that it is real data that was taken from Facebook and from a server that they had stored, where it actually had the feature where you used to be able to, on Facebook, look up a Facebook, find a friend using their phone number. And so Facebook had an entire database of that information that would link the phone number to someone's personal profile. And so that whole database was stolen. And it's Facebook, it amazes me the lack of security that Facebook has on so many levels. They say that now they're saying that they don't know how the data was taken off of the servers, why it was available online without any form of security. People are asking these questions. Facebook has no answers. So essentially, well, they started, some of the tech investigators who uncovered this database that's been floating out there in the ether, they contacted some of the phone numbers that popped up One of the phone numbers was actually used to belong to Facebook's co-founder, Chris Hughes. The person who now has that phone number declined to be named in this report, but said that they are constantly getting phone calls asking for Chris Hughes. So if you have if you've got weird phone calls coming to your cell phone, excuse me, where, you know, you have no idea who the people are that they're asking for, it could be connected to this. And it's yet another kind of form of spam that we all have to live with.
So don't answer. My rule of thumb is I don't answer. If I don't recognize the number, I don't answer, and that's it. If they want to leave me a message, I'll get back to them, but I have taken to, unless I know, and that's one of the good things about the iPhone or any of these the cell phones, they show the number, and I just, if I don't recognize the number, don't answer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and you can block it, but it just it does get
annoying.
Keep getting
it is annoying.
Yeah.
The phone rings and rings and rings and rings.
It's either robocalls or it's mistaken identity. And right. Look, 400 million people affected by this. Most likely, we know someone who's already been, who's had their information compromised from Facebook.
Yeah.
So yet another reason to leave it.
All right. Apple is live streaming its iPhone 11 event. When is that supposed to take place, Victoria?
Tuesday, September 10th. And this is going to be, this is going to be a very cool thing because a lot of people like watching the Apple events. In the past, it hasn't been that easy to access. So last year, they streamed it on Twitter. The Twitter feed was kind of spotty. I tried to watch it. It kind of came in and out. It wasn't really that great. So this year, they're going to stream it on YouTube for the first time ever. This will open up the audience to millions of people who want to see what's coming up the with the next round of iPhone 11 and whatever else they're going to surprise us with. It's always kind of a fun event. Windows 10 users can actually started to gain access to the stream back in 2015 because Microsoft's Edge browser allowed for them to see it. Apple's events used to just be limited to the Safari and Edge on the desktop, but now Apple has opened this up to Chrome and Firefox, and so there, it's a lot more accessible for people to see what's happening. This starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific,
tomorrow.
On Tuesday. Yep. And there will be three new iPhone models. That is the big rumor. So three new iPhone.
Wow.
There will be an iPhone 11 that has apparently a total redesign from the iPhone 10, and then usually two other
Richie,
the cheaper
right
models.
There. He loves to get rid of his old phones and get the new ones.
It's gotten
a lot
too
of people
expensive.
Do.
I can't do my thing anymore where I sell my old one to pay for the new one. It just doesn't work as well, so I have to go every other now.
All right, so I just did, while you were doing that story, I went to, I just did a little quick research, Victoria, you'll be proud of me. I found an app that blocks unknown callers called Hiya, H-I-Y-A, blocks unknown callers in real time using its own database. Hiya will help you avoid picking up robocalls. It's customizable. What a great word that is. The blocking list puts even more spam fighting power in your hands. Hiya, it's called. H-I-Y. Are you proud of me that I found that out?
Sure.
Okay, Mom. 59 past the hour. Victoria and Doug here on the DJV program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.